There's some good performances. You know, it's nice to see some of these players who've coming back from injuries as well. You know, Josh McEachran got 60 minutes into his legs, although I think he'd only have preferred to got 45 minutes in the heat today. Same as Lewis McLeod, and you know, they're looking brighter and looking better and more established. Scott Hogan obviously only done 45 minutes, but he's, you know, not been on the training ground that much over the last 2 weeks with a sore ankle. So it's great to get them getting the minutes, because what we need to do to have is a durable squad this season, and to get that, you've got to get the right minutes into the players.
Obviously, this is the second time you faced German opposition in the pre-season as well, Dean, and you must be very encouraged by the way that they've reacted in both of those games.
Unbeaten in two. You know, we must be a European team. No, it's two great tests for us, to be honest, because they're both really good teams, gave us different problems. You know, and just speaking to their coach after, you know, we both felt it was a tough game for each team. You know, and what I wanted in pre-season was tough games, because the season's going to be tough. The opening to the season is going to be tough. You know, if we could get past the League Cup round against Exeter, I think you're suddenly playing seven games in the first month. You know, so it becomes a really busy period. And it's important that everybody's getting some minutes.
Does that make it more important in this pre-season in particular that you get the games crammed in? You play three in a week now.
Yeah, no, it's very important that you get them crammed in. You know, Wickham was probably a little bit too much for us on Tuesday. We've only having 16 players there, but today we had 21. So, you know, we could rest a few of the legs. You know, Alan McCormack got 80 minutes as well, which is good because he's only played half games so far. And it'd be good to see how the lads are on Monday, but it was a really good test for us, and you know, against good opposition.
Now, Matthew Benham in his open letter on Thursday suggested that the transfer activity would be limited between now and the end of the window, but you brought in Emmanuel Ledesma on a bit of a trial today. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I know Manny from my time at Walsall. I brought him in there, and he helped keep us up in my first year there before Middlesbrough came in and got him. He's a talented lad. He's only done 2 days training with us, been training on his own without a club. So, you know, we got him in, he's done really well in the 2 days, and probably, I think, 30 minutes was too much for him today. You know, he looked like a trialist with his first couple of touches, but then I think he showed a little bit of his class later on with some of his passing.
Is it likely we'll see a few more of those before the end of the pre-season?
Possibly. I mean, we're hoping to complete a left-back by the end of next week, ready to go into the season. But I played Johan there today because Tom Field needed a breather. He's played a lot of football over a short period of time, and we don't want to burn him out, so... You know, we wouldn't be playing Johan, but he showed that he can play there if needed.
Just finally from me, Dean, obviously Gasavib comes on second half and plays very well indeed, which is normally great in a pre-season, except he's off to Rio in a couple of days' time.
He is, you know, and it's Denmark's fortune and our misfortune, I should say. You know, because he's looked bright all pre-season, he's had a good rest, but unfortunately he's got to travel out to Rio for the Olympics. We'd much rather him be here, but we can't stand in the way of somebody the chance to go and play in the Olympics, which could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for him.